You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Well, happy Friday, P-Silly listeners. Welcome back or to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what the fuck. Yeah, we got a lot of what the fuck moments in this podcast for sure. Take a look at the titles of my past episodes and you'll see exactly what I mean by that. I've got true crime stories that don't always end in murder. I got stories about stolen sex toys. And I know that that sounds weird, but apparently it's more of a common occurrence than you think. It's very odd. All kinds of weird and funny stories here on this podcast. Hell, I even dabble in the paranormal. We have fun, so subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So, this is the part where I share what's new with me. And this is actually kind of not new with me, but it's interesting and I could not wait to share it. So, I came across a tweet while I was searching for today's topic for this episode. And I didn't decide to go with this topic, but it was so funny, I had to share it. So this is from, of course, one of my favorite websites, boardpanda.com. And the name of this piece or this article is "No Name is Safe, 40 of the Funniest Posts About Unconventional Baby Names." So that's that's what's going on here. So this is actually a tweet by a woman named, and her name is, wow, you know, it's, I know that childhood was very difficult for this young lady. Her name is Teriyaki Antoinette. That is the name. So Teriyaki tweets, "My mama looked me dead in my face when I was born and named me Teriyaki." Legit, that's the whole tweet. It was just so funny the way she said this woman's name is Teriyaki, y'all. Come on. Listen, parents, future parents out there, could you not, before you name your child, just think, what is their childhood going to be like? Will they be made fun of for this name? Do I really need to be super different? Now, don't get me wrong, there's some dope culture names out there that they'll probably get made fun of, but those names have purpose. Those names have meaning. There's something behind them. But Teriyaki, that is a sauce. Please stop it. Also, in other news, it's whatever. I think I may be getting a raise soon at my job, so that's happening. So I legit started in January. And I'm already up for promotion, y'all. So, yes. So, pretty much, they want me to start training new people. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, I am a delivery driver for my day job. And so, they want me to train new drivers. Now, if I get this, my hours will change. And it will be from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Which means I wouldn't have to get up early as hell to make it to my current 5 a.m. shift. Okay. And I would finally have weekends off, which is dope. Haven't had that in a while. So since I started, I've never had the weekends off. And as someone with no love life, the weekends are needed. They're needed. How the hell am I supposed to meet my future boo thing on a Monday or Tuesday? What is open? There are some restaurants that are closed on Mondays. What the fuck? Come on now. Shit. So my current work hours right now is from 5 a.m. excuse me, to 1:30 p.m. Okay, so I gotta wake up at 3 a.m. To be on time for work, because it's a bit of a commute, you know what I mean? And also, I gotta say, there are some cons, you know, for getting off at, getting off at 1:30. There are some cons, because I have to go to bed really, really early so that I can wake up early. And I have to make sure I get enough rest, because I'm driving a truck all day. I'm driving this vehicle that weighs tons around the city, the streets of Atlanta, surrounded by people who can't fucking drive, especially if they own a Dodge Charger. And if you're driving a Dodge Charger, there's a good chance that you are a shitty driver because you have that car. And I feel like if you didn't have that car, you would probably be a better driver. Something about that car screams, I want to go fast. I want to go real fast. Fuck my life. Fuck everybody's life around me. Fuck my car. Fuck their car. I just want to go fast. If they die, so be it. That's how I feel like all Dodge Charger drivers drive. I think that's what they say to themselves as soon as they crank the engine. That entire monologue is said. Maybe it's a soliloquy. Whatever. So, So there are some pros to getting this job if I get it, and if my hours change. And there's also some cons, you know. So, but I gotta say, getting paid a little bit more and actually having the weekends off are huge pros for me. So I am hoping that I get this job. Oh man. Okay. Ah. So that's what's new with me. Shout out to my non-skippers who stay and listen to my blah 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 corner. I just had to tell you guys, I was really excited. Anyway, so let's get on with the show. I do have an announcement to make. As much as I love this podcast, and this is not April Fool's thing, I'm serious. I think I pranked y'all last week. Was that you guys, or was that my YouTube channel? I don't remember. But as much as I love this podcast, it's getting to be a lot for me to keep up with every week, especially for free. Okay, so my day job has exhausted me. It has me exhausted. And both of my YouTube channels have added to it. It's been very difficult to keep up with all of this stuff, you know, on my own, because I don't have a team. You know, I do everything. I write, I research, I record, I edit, I produce, I film, I do it all. I don't have a team. So it's a lot of work. It really is. And so what I've decided to do with this podcast is I've decided for now, just for now, it could change. I've decided to post episodes here every other week instead of every week for a little while. Again, this is not going to be the new time forever. This is just giving me a little time to breathe, you know? Plus it'll give me more time to research more true crime episodes. Some of the ones that even end in murder, for those of you who enjoy those episodes. And more research is good, because then when I finally do the podcast recording, chances are the episodes will be longer. There's a good chance, you know, I can't promise that, but there are a lot of stories and things that I've been wanting to share with you, but I just have not had the time to do a deep research into it. And those true crime episodes is actually one of the many topics that I'm talking about, because I want to get in depth. I want to be like, oh, well, Johnny killed her, and this, let's tell you about Johnny's past, and let's tell you about her past, and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just the story behind the psychology of crime in general is very interesting. Plus, you guys know it's fucking me. We're gonna have some fun with it, you know. And I know that true crime and comedy, they're not. They usually don't go together for a lot of people. They usually don't. But just like Georgia and Karen on My Favorite Murder, I've been into true crime since I was a young person, and it's always intrigued me. And I am also the kind of person who tends to use jokes and comedy and laughing and that kind of thing to cope with the shit that's in the world. So I talk about it. I poke fun at some things, not like the important things, you know, but like I make things a little lighthearted, because that's who I am. My commentary and my ideas spoken through any episode of this podcast is, you know, all these things are mine and mine alone. you know, no one else is saying, oh yeah, you're fucking absolutely correct, and blah, blah, you know, and no one's giving me that much of a hard time either, except for that asshat Marty. Remember that idiot? If you don't know who I'm talking about, check out the Petty Revenge Stories episode and you'll be caught up. So yeah, that's what's going on there. And I would love to be able to do more episodes like that. And taking this, not even in hiatus, it's just I'm still doing the podcast. It just won't be every week. It'll be every other week instead. It'll make it a little bit easier for me so that we can actually continue this Audible journey together. That's what I want to do. All right. So, yeah, you know, I mean, for 3 years, you know, I think I started with this in 2018. I have brought you some silly content every Friday and rarely missed posting during that time. I can count on, I think, one hand how many times I've missed, you know, in those 3 years. But it's also a lot of work, you know, it really is. And some of you enjoy that audible comedic break from this crazy world, chilling with your Audible boo thing, you know, and that's why I haven't made the decision to just cancel the entire show. I love my listeners and my supporters. I'm not going anywhere for now, at least. And also, to be honest with you, creating my content, whether it's the podcast or my YouTube channels, is also helpful for me. It is my creative outlet. And I want to make sure I continue to enjoy it and not see it as an unpaid job. You know what I mean? I don't want to lose my passion for what it is that I'm doing, you know? So I'm going to try to make things a little bit easier for myself. And for now, I think once every other week will be helpful for me. So that's where I'm at right now. So let's go ahead and get on with it. How about that? So how do you just go back into a show after having such a serious conversation? Let me get my monocle so this can be more serious. All right, so last week we had a good time. We talked about three topics, and I'm sure that many of you use at least two of these topics every day. So two out of three at the very least. So weed, sex toys, and superheroes. Yeah, yep, those are our topics there. And it was a fun episode. We learned a lot. For instance, sex toys are stolen way more often than we think. Like I said earlier, I meant that. That's why I had to repeat it. And if you haven't yet, go ahead and check out that episode and subscribe to this podcast. It was a lot of fun. So today I've got some random true crime stories that brought a smile to my face. Look, just because no one dies doesn't mean it's not true crime. It's a true crime story, damn it, okay? These crimes matter too. Shit. Anyways, today's stories involve meth, glitter, and a bomb threat. Three random topics thrown together in one episode. And we've got ourselves another cold read episode. And I gotta be honest with you, I actually really like these. It's fun to hear weird shit for the first time with you guys. Like that's fun. That's podcasting fun. And cause you know, I'm a solo podcaster. Every now and then I'll bring somebody on if I can. And it's like a lot of fun to vibe and stuff, but I enjoy these intimate moments that I have with you. This is nice. Isn't it nice? Where's your bathroom? I gotta use the bathroom. Is it around the corner? Okay. Anyways, before we get started with today's silly episode, I'd like to ask you guys to give this podcast a 5-star review on whichever platform that you're listening to, especially if you're doing Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, it means a lot. I know I always say this, it does not seem like it's much, but it's everything. It really is. And I have not gotten a review for the year 2022 yet. So I am in desperate need of your positive reviews. So send those to me immediately. Thank you. Post haste. Thank you. And also don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. I post photos pertaining to my episodes there, and sometimes I post other random things there, so you don't want to miss that. So let's go ahead and get to this first This first story is coming from clumsycrooks.com. And I think it was last week we came across them for the first time. And I got to tell you, loved it. Love this website. So this is a title that kind of grabbed my attention, just grabbed me and was like, hey, bitch, read me. You're gonna want to do this one. I said, all right. So this is what grabbed me, and I have not read any of these articles yet. I really haven't. So we're gonna enjoy this for the first time together. The title says, "Lame Brain Idaho Man Calls in School Bomb Threat, Forgets to Turn Off Caller ID." Well, that's stupid. That's stupid as fuck. If you're going to do something that stupid and you don't want to get caught, maybe do that one simple thing. Matter of fact, don't use your phone. Don't call in bomb threats, period, is what I should be saying. We're just going to end with that. Let's go in here. It says, who doesn't like making prank phone calls? They are the classics. Hey, your refrigerator is running. Or, hey, our company is working on the phone lines. Please don't pick up the phone when it rings. I've actually never heard of that one before. Now, I've heard the classic, hey, your refrigerator is running. I thought it was, hey, they call, or you call them, they pick up, and you say, hey, is your refrigerator running? And they're like, I don't know, let me go check. And he's like, well, you better hurry up and catch them. Or whatever. I think that's what it was. I don't know. Anyways, of course, it goes on to say, of course, prank phone calls are one thing. And then there are the jerks who take it to a whole new level. Taking out all the fun, all the joy, and all the innocence out of a good old-fashioned prank phone call. Now, I gotta tell you, when I was a kid, I used to love to prank phone call people. It was a lot easier back then. To do that because, you know, we had these things called landlines, for you, Gen Zs out there, landlines, they're phones that you could not take with you everywhere. I know that sounds crazy and super historic and shit, but yeah, we used to have to memorize the numbers that we wanted to dial. When we asked for somebody's number, they had to write it down. And sometimes we didn't have pen, pencil, or paper. What's a pen, pencil, and paper, you say? Oh my God, times have fucking changed. You guys remember when cordless phones came out? We all thought we were the shit. We're like, oh yeah, I can walk all over the house with this bitch. Yeah. And now we can take our phones in our cars, to the bathroom, to the bank, to the store, whatever. Your phone is now a part of you. It's so weird, like, when you think about it, you know? It's so crazy. Anyways, the article goes on to say, and if you're going to do that, I guess they're talking about fake phone calls there, and if you're going to be a complete degenerate and call in a bomb threat to an elementary school, wouldn't you at least take a few seconds to turn off your caller ID? Now, not Jacob Moore in Idaho, because he's not only a complete moron, he was also a fugitive. So you're telling me that this idiot did this and he's a fugitive? Does he just want to get caught? Is this one of those things where a guy, like someone goes to jail and they've been in there for so long that they can't like deal with the outside world, so they want to go back to jail? So they do like really stupid shit to make sure they go back and stay there longer. You know, is it one of those things? Because that is a thing. That is a thing. Not everybody wants to be quote unquote free. You know, for a lot of people, prison, I guess I should say prison. Prison, or maybe jail too. Prison is to a lot of people home now. You know, they don't have, they know where they're going to, when they're going to wake up in the morning, they know what the routine is going to be. They know this, they know that, because every day is pretty much the same. And when you get out and you're into the real world again, there's so many options and choices and things and this and that and all that. Sometimes it can be very difficult for people who have been in prison for a long time to kind of acclimate themselves with the outside world, and they want to go back to that routine. Or maybe there's other reasons for it. I'm not a fucking psychiatrist. I don't even know which one I need to be to say these things. I'm neither of those things. I'm a content creator. Okay, so the article goes on to say, Moore was already being scoped out by police and investigators for an unrelated crime when he decided the best diversion would be to call in the bomb threat to a local elementary school. What? That was your plan? Well, it seems like plan A. Wow, okay. Just right to the bomb threat at a local elementary school. And why an elementary school? Like, if you're going to do this, why scare the shit out of a bunch of kids? You know, like, do it at a museum or, I don't know, a senior center. No, maybe not that. That's sad, too. Going straight to hell. And I was just thinking, what's an adult place? And all I could think of, adult daycare. And then it just, I don't know, my brain went, senior living center. Leave me alone. Okay. By the way, do not call in bomb threats anywhere. Don't do that. And don't do bomb for reals. Like, bomb threat means like, oh, it's just, I'm threatening it. But don't do bomb for reals. Like, there's actually, don't do that. Don't, just stay away from explosives if you can. I feel like that's a rule that we should make. Stay away from explosives. All right, so going on the article here, it says, assuming the police would be forced to tend to that mess, he was planning on escaping unnoticed from his home where police were about to make an arrest. Ah, okay, I see where he was going with that. It's like, oh, if something horribly tragic, what's one thing people love? Ah, fucking kids. Okay, what's one thing they fucking hate? Bombs, exploding kids. Ah, okay, so the best way for me to get away, to be able to leave my house, even though these polices is out here waiting on my ass, I gotta pretend like the kids are in danger of being exploded. Yeah, and while the police are tending to that shit because the kids' safety is way more important than my fugitive ass. Oh, yeah, this is what I'll, this is the plan. So after he put down the meth pipe, I'm assuming, which I have no idea, but that was his thought process. I kind of get it, but I don't. Anyways, it goes on to say, how did it work out for the criminal mastermind? Well, as could be expected, school officials were able to simply take a look at the caller ID and let police know it was Moore who called. So, oh, that was a tough investigation. What'd you do? I looked down at my phone and his name was right there. Open and shut case, Johnson. You know, damn. Okay, so it says here, police confirmed the idiot was in fact the person behind the mess and made the arrest without incident. And by quote unquote without incident, we of course mean what kind of scumbag calls in a bomb threat to an elementary school. Facts. That's a very good question. Turning off caller ID is done very easily these days. And anyone who likes making prank phone calls, even has technology on their side. I can't speak. Let me reread that sentence. Turning off caller ID is done very easily these days. And anyone who likes making prank phone calls even has the technology on their side. That's what I was trying to say. Damn, that was a tough sentence. And then it says in parentheses, try spoof card. I don't know what the fuck that is, but don't do it. Leave it alone. Okay. Hey, does Star 69 still work? Is that still a thing? Or is it Star 67? Which one is it to block your name? I think it's Star 67. And then Star 69 used to be the one that if someone called, it would call them back, right? Or wasn't that what it was? I can't remember. Shit. Okay. Y'all know I'm 87. Shut up. Shut up. So it goes on to say, through obvious, let me see, try a spoof card. Though obviously a bomb threat, that's stupid. Don't even think about it. It never works out well. That's what they're saying in this article, and I'm agreeing with them. Thankfully, the school was also combed, and there were no problems resulting from the incident. A friendly reminder, if you're going to be a goon, at least don't involve children or the word bomb. I mean, that's sound fucking advice, honestly. I mean, those are that right there alone is a professionally silly life rule there. That's, we got to remember that. You know, this guy is an idiot. He is an absolute idiot. In this particular article that I found on clumsycrooks.com, there is no photo of him. I'm going to see if I can find one so I can post it on the Instagram page for the podcast. And that's not a promise. I'm going to Google it like once. And if it's not in the first three options, then that's as far as it's going. Look, bitches, I got two other articles to share with y'all. I don't have time to Google this motherfucker. Like, Google him yourself. His name is John Moore, right? Oh, oops. Jacob Moore. Oh, my God. I hope you're still listening. Let's go into the next one. Did I just call everybody bitches? I did. Oh, I'm laughing because before we get to the next story, I just found the photograph of Jacob Moore. And I got to tell you, dude looks like he looks like someone who would call in a bomb threat. He really does. He's giving, I wish I could be in a boy band, but I got addicted to meth vibes. Again, not saying he's ever done meth. He just looks like someone who would try it. His eyes are dark and just kind of empty. His mouth is just, ugh. He looks like the kind of guy, like in those family school, after school specials, who's trying to date, the principal's daughter, but he's bad news. You better stay away from my daughter. But I love her, man. Dad, leave him alone. We're in love. I forbid it. I absolutely forbid it. You know, that he looks like that kid that you want to keep away from your daughter. I mean, you most likely do. I mean, he's a fugitive and he called in a bomb threat to a fucking elementary school. He's not the kind of guy you want to take home to mama. Okay. But I will post this on the podcast Instagram, at It's Pro Silly. But I just had to give y'all a little audible update on that. Okay. On to the next story. We are going back to one of my favorite websites again. I have a lot of one of my favorites. But thesmokinggun.com. That is my go-to for some crazy true crime stories that don't always end in murder. Sometimes I end up, you know, with someone getting an entire pizza thrown in their face. You know, or sometimes couples have sex in public places like Taco Bell drive-thrus and random shit like that. And when I tell you they have an entire section just for crimes from Florida, whew, it is a gold mine. Gold mine. Anyway, so this is a title here that kind of grabbed my eye here. It says charges dropped against Florida's glitter twins. Now, I mentioned Florida. Okay, I forgot that this was in Florida, but it's a nice little segue. So it says, cops, women broke into victim's residence. So there is a photograph here of these two white women here. And I got to tell you, they look mischievous as shit. They just do not look like two people you can trust. And the fact that they are smiling in their mugshots is insane to me. All right, the blonde looks she will eat your soul. She will eat it and shit it out. And the one next to her who's smiling, the brunette with the, I can't tell if that is a blue ponytail bun or if it's some sort of, I don't know what the fuck is going on there. She looks like she would hand that bitch the toilet paper as the other bitch shits you out. Okay. They look mischievous. They look insane and psychotic. And, oh, God, Jesus, the blonde, she could be a mask. Fuck. Let me just read this. So this was written on the smokinggun.com website on April 5th is what it says here. So, and by the way, I will share their horrifying photo, the horrifying mugshots on the podcast Instagram. It says here, prosecutors have declined to pursue criminal charges against the Florida women arrested for allegedly breaking into a man's home and glitter bombing him, according to court records. Okay, so these two creepy bitches glitter bombed someone. Did he deserve it or were they just assholes? I don't know. But I will tell you this, I have seen those YouTube videos where the guy glitter, I think it's Mark Rober or something like that. It might be somebody else. But There's a guy on YouTube who glitter bombs people because they're stealing packages from people, like the porch pirates. You know, the moment you get something delivered from Amazon or the USPS or FedEx or whatever the fuck, there are these assholes who exist who will just swipe that shit right off your property and steal your shit. And it is annoying as fuck. And it's also kind of stupid as hell at this point because now everybody has doorbell cams. Everybody. And also external cameras on their homes now, because let's be honest, home security is a lot more affordable than it used to be. Hell, even I got a SimpliSafe cams. Damn right. And I'm going to be getting some more cameras. Fuck yeah. And if you know me, you know that one of the main things that bothers me the most are porch pirates. I hate, not even just them, thieves in general. People who steal. I cannot stand them. I cannot. It's like I worked hard to get the small amount of things that I do have, and you do absolutely nothing with your fucking life, and you steal from me? Oh, that pisses me off. Ugh. Okay, moving on. it got raw there. So the article goes on to say, in a pair of circuit court filings, prosecutors last week reported that their investigation had concluded that the facts and circumstances revealed do not warrant prosecution at this time. That's a quote. Prosecution at this time of the Glitter Twins, Sarah Franks, 29, and Caitlin O'Donovan, 27. So they're grown as fuck. Sarah's damn near 30, and so is Caitlin. They're grown as fuck. They know that what they did was wrong. You don't glitter bomb people's homes. You don't do that. Unless it's warranted. And so, it says here, seen above, which I will show you the pictures on the podcast Instagram. Seen above, Franks and O'Donovan have been free on bond since their arrest in January for the 3 a.m. storming of the Clearwater home of Jacob Colon. Oh, there's another Jacob today. Well, look at that. Wasn't the other one Jacob? Am I tripping? Anyways. So they're already free on bond. I want to know who paid that bond. Probably their daddies. Listen, I'm not a parent. So clearly the advice I'm about to give you ain't shit. But if your child gets arrested, I don't care how fucking old they are. Okay, maybe I do. But when they're adults, and nigga, don't bond they bitch asses out. Let them stay in there. Because they need to learn. Clearly, these bitches get away with everything when they was a kid. When they were a kid. Because white folk have this thing called timeouts. Like, I don't understand that shit. Y'all got timeouts. My mama got the belt. Okay? And it wasn't child abuse. My mother took very good care of me. My father took very good care of me. I was reading at a ninth grade level when I was in third grade. You understand? I had love and honesty and memories and all that good shit. But when I deserved an ass whooping, I got an ass whooping. And it turned me into the sarcastic asshole that I am now. Luckily, my mom doesn't listen to my podcast, so I'm good to go. I'm good to go here. But yeah, man, sometimes you got to just let people sit in jail. Stop bonding and bailing these bitches out. They need to learn. Jail is not a fun place to go. You don't want to be there for a long amount of time because then that becomes prison. And prison is a whole nother beast. So I'm just saying, teach these badass kids lessons. Fuck a timeout. Give them the belt. They'll be all right. So give them the belt. So it goes on here. Police and court records do not reveal a motive for the glitter attack or the nature of the relationship between Colon and the woman and the women. Oh, that's Jacob. Between Jacob and the women, both of whom were charged with felony burglary. So they had to break into his home to set this glitter explosive. What I tell y'all, I said what? I said stay away from what? Explosives. Y'all motherfuckers don't listen. This is your future. You keep doing this shit. All right. It goes on to say here in a The Smoking Gun interview. Oh, what? They interviewed her? I've never read an article on The Smoking Gun when they actually interviewed someone who was arrested. Wait a damn minute. Okay. So we're talking about Sarah Franks and Caitlin O'Donovan. And The Smoking Gun website, they interviewed Sarah Franks, okay? So it says here, in a TSG, The Smoking Gun, interview, Franks said that she was married to O'Donovan. So we got some lesbian shit going up in here. Okay, so she was married to O'Donovan, and that the couple had a casual sexual relationship with Jacob, a waiter whom they met at a Clearwater restaurant. And the three-way, this is in quotes, the three-way type thing had already ended, Frank said, when the alleged glitter bombing occurred. So what's up? They fucked him together and then blew up his house with glitter? I don't understand. What is going on? I mean, it does say here that the police and court records do not reveal a motive for the glitter attack. Were they just high? Again, was meth involved? It's Florida. Was meth involved? I have questions. Listen, I'm not digging on Florida. Y'all know what happens out there. Don't sit here and act like y'all ain't aware. If you listen to this podcast long enough, you know what's up. And if you live in Florida, you know what's up. You know what's up by proxy. You understand? So it goes on to say police reported that Franks and Donovan, so that's Sarah and Caitlin, first argued with Jacob while he was standing on his fenced balcony. The women, cops charged, each threw a container of glitter at Colin. Is it Colon? I'm going to say Colin. Threw glitter at Jacob, who was struck in the upper torso and head. Now it says here, after Jacob retreated into his home, Sarah climbed over the fence and entered the residence where she threw more containers of glitter at Jacob, cops say. She also unlocked the... Wait, so hold on a second. So this isn't a glitter bomb. These bitches just threw glitter at him. Am I understanding this? I thought a glitter bomb included like technology and it has to like spray everywhere. It just sounds like they broke into his house and threw glitter at him. This is so stupid. Oh my God. Okay. So it says here, she also unlocked the front door and to allow Caitlin into the apartment. And once inside, Caitlin allegedly pelted Jacob with additional glitter. Sarah and Caitlin were arrested about an hour after the glitter attack, and police located the duo's getaway car outside the residence. And the auto was still warm to the touch, and glitter was observed on the inside of the vehicle, a patrolman reported. Let me tell you something. That man, Jacob, he is going to have to live with glitter for the rest of his life because that shit never goes away. He's going to be vacuuming his house like three houses from now, three residences from now, and he is still going to have glitter in his vacuum cleaner, guaranteed. He's going to take a shower and then be like, why is there glitter under my balls? That happened 4 years ago. Because glitter never goes. Oh, I fucking hate glitter. If you ever send me anything, please, God, do not let it involve glitter. Because once I see his glitter, I'm not going to fucking touch it. I'm not going to touch it. Because it becomes a part of your DNA. It does. That's what glitter does. It becomes a part of you. And I want no part of it. Fuck glitter and fuck people who created glitter. They're assholes and I hate them. And I mean that. I said it with my chest. Okay. I mean it. I don't like glitter. Pineapples. Oh my God. Let's go into this next story before I fall out. All right. So our last story of the podcast episode of this episode is also coming from thesmokinggun.com. And I gotta tell you, when I saw this title, I said to myself, I cannot wait to read this. It's talking about the one thing that I've mentioned like two other times in this episode, meth. Meth was in the title. I knew we had to talk about it. So it says here, this is the title here, Mom Mistakenly Packed Meth in Child's Lunch Bag. Daycare workers found drug stash with four-year-old's lunch. That you cannot make this shit up. You can't. This woman, according to the title here, packed her child's lunch bag with meth. That's what it said. Now, this is April 6, 2022. So this was yesterday. What's today? Yeah, this was yesterday when this happened, 2 days ago when you hear this. But yeah, dude. Okay, so it says here, don't you hate it when you search all over the house for your misplaced methamphetamine and Xanax only to discover that the drugs were inside your four-year-old's child lunch bag at daycare? That was a very lengthy sentence, and I feel like I did pretty good reading it in one breath, especially without having have read that sentence before. Good on me. Look at me. It goes on to say here, Louisiana cops were summoned yesterday to a child care facility in West Monroe after staffers discovered narcotics inside a bag carried by the daughter of Jennifer Weiss, who's 35 years old. And I gotta tell you, that's a hard 35. She's a redhead. It looks like her eyes are either gray or a really light green. I can't really tell. She has absolutely no lips. I don't think that's meth that made that happen. I just think she doesn't have any lips. I do not see eyebrows. I feel like they're there. They're just super light. This photo does not do her justice at all. But, you know, when you're arrested for this shit, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know when people say that when you live with your dog long enough, you start to live with, like, start to look like him? I feel like when you live with meth long enough, you start to oh, damn, Jennifer, you done fucked up. So it goes on to say here, and by the way, the photos will be where? On the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, best believe. It says here, a police investigation revealed that that Jennifer had left a gram of meth, half a Xanax bar, and several doses of the sedative, was it clorazepam, in the girl's lunch bag when she dropped her off at daycare, according to the arrest affidavit. How the fuck? Okay, one pill, that might have been a mistake. But this article says a gram of meth, half a Xanax bar, several doses of clorazepam in her child's lunch bag. Meth, you know? Shit. It goes on to say, during a police interview Tuesday afternoon, Jennifer reportedly admitted to purchasing the drugs a day earlier for $75. Well, that's a good deal, right? That sounds like a good deal. A gram of meth, half a Xanax bar, and several doses of clozapam for $75? Seemed like a good deal. I don't know. If you know anything about these drugs, is that a good deal? It seems like a good deal. It does. Anyways, she said that she had actually misplaced the drugs and was currently looking for them, reported State Trooper Ryan Baker. Yeah, so I bought the drugs earlier today, a day ago, right, for $75. And I misplaced my drugs. And I'm currently looking for them. Have you seen my drugs, officer? I can't seem to locate my meth. Holy shit, this is coming from State Trooper Ryan Baker, who is quoting what she said. And it goes on to say here, a search of Jennifer's residence yielded 9 grams of meth, digital scales, and numerous plastic bags used for distribution, the affidavit states. So not only was this bitch was selling it, she was selling the meth. Because I feel like if it was like personal use, why would you have numerous plastic baggies? If it's just for you, you just got, I got 9 grams of meth. Fuck yeah. I ain't sharing this shit with nobody. The fuck I need a scale for? I'm doing meth. So maybe she's not a meth user. Maybe she's just a meth seller, which also kind of makes her a garbage person, because that would make her, you know, also responsible for all the meth heads we have out there ruining their lives and others. So, fuck you, Jennifer Wise. You're a bitch. How about that? So, since pictured above, Jennifer has been charged with 4 felony narcotics counts and 2 misdemeanor raps. She's locked up in the, Owichita Parish Jail. I don't know what the name of that place is. On a $14,500 bond. So, I'm thinking that she is not going to be able to afford that. I don't know where the child's father is. You know, the one who helped Jennifer create. I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully he's in somewhere in the picture so he can go ahead and take his kid, because Jennifer is going to be in jail for a while. And I'm pretty sure D-Fax untook that child. I'm sure, you know, cause you don't, even one pill is a huge mistake. What if that child ingested any of that shit? Then this would be a different story, which I would not discuss on this podcast. I don't talk about dead kids. I can't, like, when I do my true crime stories, it's very rare that I mention that shit. You know, I can't. It's just, ugh. It's hard to have fun with that. I can't. There's nothing fun about that. It's just, ugh. No. It puts a bad taste in my mouth, and it's a fucking bummer, and I don't want to talk about it. This is how I feel. But yeah, she's very lucky that the kid didn't ingest any of that stuff. What a shitty parent. I accidentally put all these drugs in my child's. How did you make that mistake if you weren't doing meth? You see what I'm saying? That's what makes me think she's a meth addict. How do you make that mistake? Because if you do meth, you're a meth addict, period. You do it one time, you're usually hooked on that bitch. You're a meth addict. But how do you... I'm saying this like it's true. I don't fucking know. I've never done meth before, and I don't plan on it. Knock on wood. it's just such a major fuck-up. It's not a mistake. It's a fuck-up. There's a difference between a mistake and a fuck-up. She fucked up. Fucked up. And destroyed her entire life. Fucked up. Destroyed her daughter's life. Fucked up. Because now she's the kid whose mom sells meth. Fucked up. So, Jennifer Wise, you suck. That's just how I feel about that. Man, what a weird, crazy episode. Wow. Listen, if there is anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's stay away from explosives. And, you know, maybe don't pack meth in your kid's lunch. Maybe don't do that. Also, you know, stay away from meth, clearly. Professionally silly life rules, people. I'm just saying, I'm here to save lives, y'all. I'm here to save lives. God, meth is a hell of a drug. Stay away from that shit. So, okay, so let me tell you guys something. I recently received a voicemail on my Google Voice number from one of you, a listener, and a YouTube viewer of mine as well. And you know that number that I'm constantly telling you guys to text me on, or call me and leave me a message and tell me your awesome stories, or maybe if you need some advice, the Smile Squad / P Silly Fam can probably help you. Yeah, that number. Uh-huh. So the message was lovely, by the way, and I'll play it in a minute. But if you also have a Google Voice number, then you know that you can receive an email or something within the app that can translate the audible message into text. Okay, like you might be somewhere where you can't listen to it, but you may be able to read it. You know what I mean? And I have to say, almost all the time, the text is nowhere near the actual voice message. So I'm gonna read the text and then I'll play the actual message. Now, this is a text coming from Conscious Goddess, according to this message here. Okay, and well, that's her name, but, you know, moving on. Hey, Mal, why don't you fuck more things up? I'm telling y'all, these cold reads, I never know what I'm going to say. Like, that sentence right there, I had no idea that I was going to say that or that. Or that until I said it, or that sentence as well. All right, so this is what the voicemail reads. Hi, Amber. This is Conscious Goddess. Just wanted to say hello, give you a shout out. I've been following you and your work for quite some time. It's up to you. It's up to your It's up to your channel and your and I listen to your podcast as well. So I'm literally reading what it was translated from voice to text. That's what it. This is what it's saying, but it's not what she actually said. And so I just want to give you a shout out for the latest video you did for the 10th on video. So now I am in the city for some Tim Tams because you just made it look so delicious, but also just wanted to, shout out to you, shut out to you, and I appreciate when you open things up that you have bought online. And so the ring light that you showed, thank you so much, because now I'm going to purchase a ring light because I'm needing that as well for some other like podcasting things that I'm doing. And secondly, I just wanted to know how that new speaker working for you. The new microphone will not speak. I'm sorry for the new microphone. I'm sorry the new microphone that you bought for your podcast. How does that work? Because I'm actually dead. That's what it says. It for a microphone. And so I want to make sure that I purchase one of the quality. So again, I just wanted to shut out your doing a great job. You know, stay the course. It says that twice. You're doing phenomenal. And I love your lots. I have lots to definitely loved a lot. All right. Peace. So that's what it says. Like when the audio is translated to text, but some of it, you kind of understand what she's actually saying. And the translating the text just did not do it any type of justice. So let me play for you what she actually said. Okay, is this on? All right.
Hi, Amber. This is Conscious Goddess. Just wanted to say hello, give you a shout out. I've been following you and your work for quite some time. So I'm subscribed to your channel. And I listen to your podcast as well. And so I just want to give you a shout out for the latest video you did for the Tim Tam video. So now I'm like searching the city for some Tim Tams because you just made it look so delicious. But also just wanted to also shout out to you. I appreciate when you open up things that you have bought online. And so the ring light that you showed, thank you so much, because now I'm going to purchase a ring light because I'm needing that as well for some other like podcasting things that I'm doing. And secondly, I just wanted to know, how is that new speaker working for you? The new microphone, well, not speaker, I'm sorry, the new microphone that you bought for your podcast, how does that work? Because I'm actually in the market for a microphone, and so I want to make sure that I purchase one of good quality. So again, I just want to say shout out. You're doing a great job. You know, stay the course. You're doing phenomenal. And I love your locks. I have locks too. Definitely love your locks. All right, peace.
So you get an idea of what she actually said and what the text was. You know what I'm saying? I just thought that was so flipping funny. So Conscious Goddess, thank you so much for reaching out. First of all, I appreciate your kind words. You know, I work really hard on my content, and I'm so glad that you're enjoying not only my YouTube channels, but my podcast as well, because that means the world to me. I put a lot of work into the content that I put out. So you made my day. You made my day. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. And as for the Tim Tams video, if you guys aren't aware, Tim Tams are like the best treats ever created. I think they come from Australia, because at least that's where they were sent to me from. But I believe they do originate from Australia. They're an Australian snack, I believe. It is the best chocolate treat you can ever have. And I did an unboxing where one of my subscribers from Australia sent me some Tim Tams. And let me just tell you that my entire life was changed. So if you have not seen that particular YouTube video, you're going to want to go ahead and check that bad boy out on the Professionally Silly channel. And it will be under the I'll Try That playlist. And the unboxing of it will be under the What's in My Box playlist. You don't want to miss that. That was some tasty shit. And I'm sorry, Conscious Goddess, that you couldn't find the Tim Tams. I know you was out in your city looking for them motherfuckers. But yeah, I came across them at Ross, or either Ross or Burlington. You know, like where you are in line to check out at the register after you get all the stuff you bought. And they have like this whole maze of last minute purchases before you get to the register. And I saw some Tim Tams there. So they are possible to get, maybe World Market, maybe Trader Joe's, places like that may have them. I'm not quite sure. And if not, you know, Amazon and online is always a thing. always a thing. As for the ring light, fucking love it. As for the microphone, I'm using it right now, and I love it. I love it. And one thing about it is both of them were affordable. They're probably not the best things on the market, but they're getting the job done. They're doing what I want and need them to do. And yeah, I may upgrade, you know, as time goes by, but as of right now, I am extremely happy with my purchase, and I'm kicking myself for not making these purchases sooner, if I'm being completely honest with you. But Conscious Goddess, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your kind words, and I'm glad that I introduced you to a new snack. And good luck on your podcast. You know, good luck on that. Let me know when you get it up and what it's called and all that stuff, and I'll check you out. Yeah, that'd be great. See, if you call me, it's fun. Jeez. Oh my God. I'm over myself. I just want to also take the moment now to thank you guys so much for listening. I am so glad that you are here with me, because I post a new podcast episode right now. It's going to be every other Friday. We're going to go ahead and change that for a little bit for my mental health so I don't go fucking crazy. So definitely be sure to subscribe to this podcast on whichever platform that you're using so that you'll be notified when the new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review for this podcast or whichever platform that you're listening on. I know it doesn't seem like much, but as I said before, it's extremely helpful. And of course, you leave me a review, I will read it here on the air. So guys, also don't forget to check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, guys, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook and feel free to post stuff, because like I say, we have a great time there. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And the email is down below in the show notes as well. Just copy and paste it and send it out to me. It can literally be about anything as long as it is interesting, because as I said before in the beginning of this podcast episode, I have a plethora of what the fuck moments, and your what the fuck moment could inspire an entire episode topic. So send them in. If you would also like to leave a voice message, my Google Voice number is 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. Let me know, because I would love to hear from you. Once again, shout out Conscious Goddess for leaving me a message. It's been a minute since I had one of those things, and it was a pleasure to share it and also to see and to share along what your audible to text actually said versus what you actually said. So that was fun. We should make that a thing. Everybody call me so we can make that a thing. Check out the show notes for bonus information, like my social media. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and a lot more, all in one spot, including my Cameo. So if you're interested in a shout out or a personalized video message from my professionally silly ass, you can find me on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. That is also in my link tree. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things or stuff like that, things you want me to try or look at, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. You can send me anything you want and I'll open it right there on my YouTube channel so you can actually witness the unboxing for yourselves. That'd be fun. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me every Friday or every other Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.